Hey there, everyone, and welcome to Tech Take. I'm your host, Colby Hockmuth. Today on Tech Take, we're going to talk about a really interesting topic that has been slowly seeping into the federal government over the past few years, and that's crowdsourcing. It's a fairly new concept and has been adopted by different federal agencies in totally different ways. One department that has used it in a truly revolutionary way is USAID, which is the U.S. Agency for International Development. They launched their first crowdsourcing event last June to clean and map development data. The event was a total success and was completed in 16 hours, which was 44 hours ahead of time. So in a nutshell, the project was an effort by the agency's Development Credit Authority and USAID's Geo Center to map and make open a USAID data set that had over 117,000 records. And USAID didn't do it alone. They partnered with the Defense Department, GSA, the General Services Administration, two private sector companies, and volunteers from the community to pull this off. The cool thing was that this crowdsourcing project cleaned and mapped more records at a higher accuracy rate than the automated geocoding process. The crowdsourcing process refined records at 85% accuracy, while the automated only had 64% accuracy. So that's pretty impressive stuff. And Shadrach Roberts, Stephanie Grosser, and Dr. Ben Swartley put forward a case study on this, sort of as a guide for other agencies who want to attempt an effort like this. I met with Stephanie, and she told me how much work went into making something of this magnitude possible. So crowdsourcing poses a lot of ethical and privacy concerns for a lot of agencies. In the case of the USAID project, they had to be careful not to disclose the names of the banks who were loaning, their addresses, and other sensitive information. Therefore, they had to work very closely with their lawyers to make this possible. But at the end of the day, it is doable. And with this case study, other agencies can hopefully give it a try. So some concerns that come up for agencies: are people really interested in participating in crowdsourcing? The evidence at USAID really speaks for itself. Over 50 people showed up at the headquarters on a Friday last June, which is when the crowdsourcing event took place, to work on it for a few hours. And over the next 16 hours, they had people participating from all over the world. People were signing on from countries in Pakistan, from Canada, from the Midwest United States, everywhere, to assist in this effort. So I think the overall trend is yes, people do want to participate in government. At the Day of Civic Hacking that happened a little over 2 months ago, all the people participating in it were doing it on the weekend. So it wasn't because they had to do it for work or it was during, you know, weekday work hours, but really just in their own time for fun. And crowdsourcing is amazing in the sense that it gives people a way to interact with their government that they might not have had before. So that being said, I would love to hear everyone's thoughts on crowdsourcing. What risks are associated? Why aren't more agencies using it? And, you know, what's the future of crowdsourcing going to look like in government? So, as usual, tweet at me, at ColbyAnn, ColbyAnn, or shoot me an email, Colby@FedScoop. So that's all for Tech Take this week, everyone. Thanks for listening.